Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
But there is the potential for other besties to perhaps be there. So it should be a good event. All right. It is 7 o'clock on the dot. And this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 here in Boston.
And now, LB.
I will have nachos.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
All day, every day. The WAAF Sports Minute is brought to you by Dr. Leonard and his buddy Matthew Lopresti. They are the masters of hair restoration. If you have hair issues, call 1-800-GET-HAIR.
1-2 to JBJ. With 3 on and 2 out in the top of the ninth, Red Sox down by 2. Here's the set. The pitch. Swinging a hard shot to second. Grab by D. Gordon. He throws to first, and the ball game is over. The Red Sox leave the tying run in scoring position, and they lose 3-4 to the Seattle Mariners in the season opening series.
Yeah, Joe, with the call, the Red Sox had a tough opening series against Seattle. They got spanked. An almost comeback yesterday, but they fall 10-8. Martinez and Betts went yard. Boys of summer, 1-3, as you just heard. And they're off to Oakland. Xander Bogaerts, somebody's buying dinner tonight. Allegedly he's getting a 6-year, $120 million deal.
Yeah, they're nearing getting that done, yeah, is what they're saying.
Right.
They're nearing a contract extension, and I think he's worth it.
Yeah, we right, need Joe? All the offense we can get since our starting pitching is I don't know, on Saturn.
Well, take it easy, Mr. Baseball.
Whatever.
It's early.
No, they're done.
It's
they're
early.
Done, Greg.
It's early.
No, they're finished. I'm following lacrosse.
It's early. We're 8 days away from the home opener.
No, I don't care.
Now, what are we thinking home opener-wise? Are we talking about
partying at the baseball tavern?
Are we talking about the like the Patriots? I mean, it's got to be the Patriots who come out with the all the Lombardis.
I have to think,
I mean, that's got
to
be what happens, right?
I have to think,
right?
To bring the two trophies together at Fenway Park.
And, yes.
Yeah, make
yes,
that a huge deal.
Sure,
why not?
Sure.
Yes,
it'll be huge.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. And not for nothing, kudos to Xander, you know, for he could have got a gazillion dollars. You think of Bryce Harper.
Right.
And he, you know, just goes to show you, you know, how much, yeah, you know, he loves the Red Sox.
Let's not celebrate just yet. let's see how they do in Oakland. And then he's right, like, oh, boy.
My Bees choked to Detroit, giving up 4 in the third in the Motor City. The final 6-3. The Black and Gold have lost 3 of 4. They've got 3 to go in 2019. Marshy had the shorty in the tilt last night. Celtics have Miami tonight at the Garden. Seas lost to Brooklyn Saturday. They are tied with the Pacers for 4th in the East this morning. Your final four for college hoops all set. Michigan State, upset number 1, Duke. They will join Auburn, Virginia, and Texas Tech this weekend in Mini, the land of 10,000 lakes. Title tilt is April 8th. PGA from Texas, WGC Classic. Your winner, Kevin Kisner, beat Matt Kuchar. And NASCAR from Texas, Hamlin, Bowyer, and Suarez ran 1-2-3. I'm LB. Have a great week, people.
All right. 978 texter suggesting that it will probably be Gronk that is throwing out the first pitch for the home opener.
Yeah, good call on
if
that.
If they can get him, I bet. That's a pretty good guess on who will throw out the first
That'd
pitch.
That'd be cool.
All right. It is 7:04, And we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back in less than 1 hour at 8. So you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message now on the performance of the Hometown 9, which has Mike Shue very upset today, or on Joe Biden smelling the hair of random women, or to answer a text question earlier, I did not smell the hair of Bestie at any time during the Super Bowl or during last year's broadcast.
Gee, your hair smells terrific.
Yeah, no, I did not. I've never smelled the hair of Bestie, never. All right. Oh, there was a story this morning in the news about a man who was pulled over while driving with something inappropriate on his lap.
Yes. And save your jokes, folks.
This is something that we should probably warn those of you who own a giant pig about. You're not supposed to be driving with your pig on your lap. Where was this?
Minnesota, don't you know?
Minnesota.
Police in Minnesota recently pulled a man over after someone reported him for driving erratically, and they found he was driving with a 250-pound pig in his lap. Turns out the guy was moving, and he didn't want the pig to get cold in the back of his truck. They applaud him for his intentions, but not for his execution. Sergeant Jason Foster is the police officer that pulled the man over.
Oh, it's right up there in the top 10 of crazy things that we see. It was kind of shocking that he had this 250-pound pig on his lap. In fact, it was leaning against the steering wheel. He was, like, muscling the steering wheel to keep it in its lane. I was able to snap a photo of it because no one would believe me that that's what this complaint was. But you never know what you're going to get into or come across out here. Yeah, with the pig right in the back, or put the pig in the passenger seat, whatever. But, yeah, you know, don't drive with a pig in your lap.
Good advice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always amazed. Every once in a while, you see somebody who is reading. It's an older person. And they are reading the newspaper on their steering wheel while they are driving. Yeah. I was amazed what people are doing while driving.
Eating cereal out of the bowl.
Oh, you've seen that?
Oh, yeah. Well, when, you know, the Weston Tolls used to be there, you know, you could slow down and look around. If it wasn't shaving or doing your hair, it was eating cereal out of a bowl. Or one guy had paperwork spread across his dashboard.
Oh, well, like he had to get a report done.
Right, that's right. He had to get a project done. Yeah. Sure, sure. We've been there. But still.
The reports have to be collated by Monday morning, and the man had a busy weekend.
Oh, my God.
Well, the only thing you can get away with is a dog. As long as it's a dog in your lap, it's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
It's still dangerous.
You shouldn't do it either way.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Here is, this is actually LB on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, LB.
Hey, kid. I once had a pig in the front seat of my car. She ended up being my ex-girlfriend, kid.
That's actually a good one. Finally, you came up with something decent. I had a ton of pigs in my car.
Oh, boy.
You mean you've been in theirs?
Well, that too.
Here's somebody who just saw a woman moments ago who had a phone holder on her steering wheel. That's not where that's supposed to be. That's not supposed to be on the steering wheel. Let's see. The other week, I saw a lady on the pike doing 40 miles an hour with her hazards on because she was doing her makeup.
I can't.
On the pike.
I can't. Yep. With the hazards on.
But I get such a kick out of people that put the hazards on.
Right.
Because they think they're being responsible.
Right. The idiot.
Here's a 978 text. I'm currently doing my makeup while listening to this in traffic.
Well, then you're an a-hole.
And
well,
texting.
Please. Yeah, seriously.
Smooches.
What's wrong with you?
Go with the red bliss.
Here's somebody on the pike right now who is eating cereal, but they do it through a solo cup. There's not a bowl.
Right.
I eat scrambled eggs on the way to work every morning. That's a 508 texter.
Oh my God, right.
As long as you're not cooking them on a camp stove.
Do they use a utensil? I mean, are they using a fork? Or?
I like seeing people eat sushi with chopsticks on the highway.
I hope I hope they have cheese in their scrambled eggs. The only way to eat scrambled eggs is if they're cheese eggs. They have to be very cheesy.
You know, the only way to eat scrambled eggs is not in your car while you're driving.
Here's somebody who drove by an individual playing the flute one time, and I don't think that's code. I don't.
Are you rehearsing for a performance?
Yeah. A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure at the concert.
Here's a 978 text. My friend's father made something to hold his phone in front of his face while he drives and he watches movies.
That is the worst.
That's irresponsible.
Yeah.
Very
irresponsible. I saw a guy doing that last fall driving to work. He had the phone was right up in front of the dash. Like just he was watching like some TV show or something. I'm like, dude, what is wrong with you?
My father is a retired, this is a 508 text. My father is a retired police officer, and he pulled a woman over before because she had hooked up a tube outside of her window and was using it to dry her hair.
What?
Wow, that's ingenious.
That's innovative.
That's Elon Musk-like, that creation of that device.
Wake up early, people.
Well, so don't you just put all four windows down?
Well, then you get a knot. You get the bird's nest because you get the whirling vortex, Selby.
All right, well, no pigs on the lap.
Yeah.
And no eating food that requires a utensil while driving this morning, please. It is 7:10. It's new intro day. So coming up in about a half an hour or 45 minutes, you are going to get a rare content replay on today's new intro. But next, for the ladies who listen to this show, you better get on board quick with the new summer underwear trend. I think you may be sweating a bit more than normal if you choose to go this way, but it's right up Lucid Lindy's alley, I'll tell you that much. So we will get to that and the rest of what is going on today news-wise coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A request right there for a Joe Biden from Washington, D.C. That is that smell. That smell of your hair. From Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Gee, your hair smells terrific.
So, we'll take care of rejoin. If you have any requests for the rejoins, we'll take care of those on Mondays. It is 7:18, and it's going to be partly sunny today, and the temperature is going to be in the mid-40s. We are only in the mid-30s now in most areas, so it's still silver puffy jacket weather on the first day of April, but we're going to get there eventually. We do every year, and this one will be no different. So the world champs are back at Fenway in 8 days, and you can win tickets for the home opener if you're listening on Friday during the 9 o'clock hour, the 2 o'clock hour, and the 5 o'clock hour. So heads up for Friday. Listen, 925, and you can win tickets to go see the Red Sox and Toronto when they open the season up at home. And I think the texter probably had the best guess yet, which is that Gronk will be throwing out the first pitch. If they can't get Gronk, then maybe it'll be Bubs Edelman since he was the MVP.
I bet they'll try to recreate the Gronk to Poppy throw.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, because they're buds. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. They're super tight.
Yes. All right. There is a new trend for this summer when it comes to fashion for the ladies. And Danielle was telling me this morning in the office that she is not down with it.
I'm out.
But
what? I give up.
I'm in.
I did just tweet about this so that you have a visual to go with the story this morning on my Twitter feed. Greg Hill, WAA, you have to follow me on Twitter. But apparently for just about $300, you ladies can wear a sleek pair of denim panties all summer long.
I thought the whole point was to avoid panty lines. Have you seen how denim makes seams? Yeah, they're rather thick.
I mean, I don't know.
So,
They're what, $315?
$315, yeah.
Yeah. Seems like you'd get a little warm in the summer months with the denim with the denim panties.
I'm not rocking those.
So you don't just wear the panties. You wear the panties under the jeans?
Well, most
I mean, denim on denim on denim. It's like Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake circa 2000.
I thought it was like denim panties that you don't have to wear jeans. They're actually jean panties.
Huh.
This would be more like jean hot pants, I think. Yeah. Perhaps. Yeah. I get what you're saying, though. I get what you're saying.
Who's making these, Danielle?
The company is called Y Project. They make a lot of these weird, like, fashion-y things that we've referred to in the past. They like to push the cutting edge when it comes to fashion at the fashion shows. But this is just... And I don't think this is good.
I assume that you're not supposed to wash them ever, your denim panties.
If you talk to real denim aficionados, they'll tell you don't wash your blue jeans.
In this case, wash those. Please wash. Please
does it
wash.
Come with a little extra pocket like blue jeans do? Oh, it does? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Here's a text that says, I just saw them on your Twitter feed, and they look like fashionable adult diapers.
Oh my god.
No, thank you.
Yeah, not so much.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe if you're some kind of a country music star or something like that, or if you're going to see ZBB at the Fenway, maybe you could throw on the denim panties.
Bro show denim panties?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you're supposed to put something on over those?
Yeah.
That's going to chafe.
Well, it's like anything shoe. You only got to sell a million of them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a late, you know, one in the morning infomercial.
Right.
Let's see. This is Jeff on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, everybody. I love people.
What's up, Jeffrey? What are you calling about?
Hey, good morning. So listen, what if Gronk and Big Poppy get together and redo Miami Vice?
Oh. That would be outstanding.
Oh, that would be amazing.
My God, that would be laser
that
show.
That would be very, very cool.
I don't know that... I mean, David Ortiz hasn't really indicated that he wants to get into the acting.
No.
I think he's happy just doing his thing.
I know that that's Gronk's thing, and that Gronk has had several offers and will probably become the next action hero or something like that, but... not... I don't think the same about David Ortiz.
Gronk should be the new Batman.
Could you imagine?
I'm Batman. Sweet.
It is 7:23.
Yo soy fiesta.
And we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. So you can leave one of those right now on any topic. Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. You leave a voicemail message. We will all listen to the voicemail message that you have left together. And there's no Monday's Mutt in the studio today, Danielle?
No Mutt today, unfortunately.
Oh, all right. Next week?
Next week, yes.
Okay, all right. Next week, a Monday's Mutt will be in here. Right now, it's the news.
So this is making me rethink my frequent use of Uber when I go out to drink, because I tend to take Uber if I know I'm going to meet up with people and have a few more drinks than I normally would.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting a little concerned about it. Over the weekend, there was a Uber driver who was arrested after allegedly sexually assaulting a woman early Saturday morning.
Ugh.
He's been identified as Dauda Mayanja. He's a Ugandan citizen, 37 years old. He's been detained by ICE. According to the Mass State Police, the alleged sexual assault occurred near the Hatch Shell in Boston overnight on Saturday. They got report of it about 1:15 in the morning. The woman is an adult female, the victim. She was transported to an area hospital for treatment. Now they have him. They are holding him now.
Let me guess. He's a guest in the country?
Of course. Oh, of course. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, great. Well, I mean... what does Uber do? I mean, can Uber do anything to try to stop this kind of thing from happening?
They recently implemented a new safety feature whereby you can call 911 directly through the app. So when you contact 911 through the app, it can share your location via GPS directly with authorities.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, you know, people are really freaked out about it, and they're a little reluctant, I think, now to use Uber in certain circumstances because you don't know who you're going to get.
Well, predators are predators,
right? Exactly.
That's what they do. They find their way.
He had been held on $25,000 bail. That had since been increased to $100,000 bail.
Nice. Oh, here we go. Here we go with the low bail thing again.
Yeah.
I mean, is this even? We should check in with the Middlesex DA and see if this is even a crime in this Commonwealth anymore. I had an uncomfortable moment yesterday where I made a quick little joke at the Boston Police Awards ceremony about the DA, and she was glaring at me the whole entire time.
That's uncomfortable.
I don't think she found it very funny. it was just a quick throwaway line about it being. I said this is more confusing than trying to figure out which crimes are going to be prosecutable in the Commonwealth going forward.
I think and that's hilarious and valid.
Wow.
Didn't take it so well, huh?
The BPD officers seemed to chuckle at the line.
Sure.
Get
ready for the audit.
I don't think they have the audit powers. I don't think.
Oh, sure.
That's scary. So I guess, you just have to... I mean, Uber is indeed a very valuable service. I think it's completely...
Yeah. I've had nothing but a great experience.
Yeah.
Is there a screening process? There's got to be some kind of Uber Corey check or something like that.
No, but first of all, this guy, Corey check, I mean, the guy is from Uganda.
I mean,
how are they going to get any kind of a Corey check on him?
Him drive for Uber, they'd have to... I know, get some kind of screening. I'm assuming, or am I wrong to assume, they already screen them?
I believe they do.
Yeah.
I think it can't be a knee-jerk reaction. I mean, think about all the stories you do about teachers having sex with kids.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have a bad guy.
Right.
You know, like I said, predators find ways and the best means to be a predator. So, most guys are awesome guys and do a great job.
Yeah.
He gave the driver gave a statement to Channel 5 in a phone interview while he was in police custody. He said the information that was aired outside is wrong and false. She, meaning the passenger, jumped from the back seat to the driver's seat. I pulled over. She jumped out of the car. I called my bosses because I noticed she left her bag in my car. I called the Uber offices to tell them. And then 20 minutes later, I got a call from the police that I had tried to rape her. He claims he's innocent.
Huh. Well, that's the other thing, too, is that, don't they have to have cameras like in the, didn't they? Insta- or
do they have
not
to?
No, they don't. Well, I don't believe it's a requirement.
Yeah, they should.
Well, that's what they should.
Yeah.
They should.
Yeah.
All right. What else is happening this morning?
Let's get to how creepy is it.
And now
his intentions go from creepy to pornographic.
The Hillman Morning Show presents.
I know you think you're some sort of smooth talking ladies man, but the truth is you are just pathetic and creepy.
How creepy is it?
Did he ever do this?
So if you've ever sold your home, you may have been uncomfortable with the thought of having an open house. Even though your realtor is there, you've got strangers walking through all the rooms of your home and your personal belongings are there and who knows who's touching what. A couple in Northern California have been trying to sell their home for some time and they recently had an open house and a guy who showed up is alleged to have stolen the wife's underwear and bras while no one was looking.
The bras? Oh, no.
Now, the couple is blaming... This happened in San Mateo, California. The couple is blaming the real estate agent for letting the guy walk around unsupervised. But, I mean, if there are multiple people at the open house, you can't trail them the whole time. That's the whole point of the open house. You walk around and you go check everything out. So the homeowner said they had put some surveillance cameras inside to monitor foot traffic, and that's how they caught the guy. And this is the husband.
I think that was a mistake on their part, obviously, and I've let them know that we've talked to them since then. Her push-up bras, stole all of her push-up bras from her dresser. I'm shocked. I mean, obviously, I know there's people out there like this, but when it comes to your own home, you feel a little vulnerable.
Yeah, I mean, was the guy walking around the open house wearing her bras and panties? I mean, that's pretty obvious if you see that going on.
Specific type.
Oh, that is disturbing.
Well, how upset his wife was that did you have to say push-up bras?
That's really, really disturbing.
Well, he's LB, from a female perspective, the husband is just merely emphasizing how much more expensive they were. So she probably said, you better tell them they're push-up bras. Those were $56 a piece.
I just want to let the world know my wife has small boobs.
That's false advertising. The push-up bra is false advertising.
Was this guy a crusader?
That's a little bit scary if you're having an open house. Maybe lock that stuff up before the before everybody's traipsing through your house. All right, what else is going on today, Danielle?
Demi Lovato not happy about people commenting on her fuller figure.
Oh.
Over the weekend, she shared a screenshot of an article with a headline that called her out for having such, and she said, that's not okay. She said, unlike the past, I'm not triggered, but I'm angry that people think it's okay to write headlines about people's body shapes, especially a woman who's been so open about being in recovery from an eating disorder. She said, I'm not upset for myself, but for anyone easily influenced by the diet culture. Too many people base their ideal body weight off what others tell us we should look like. Articles like this only contribute to that toxic way of thinking.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of mean.
I
don't see a lot of photos of her, so I don't know. Does she have a fuller figure? I mean,
who's to say that it's a fuller figure? Maybe that's her normal figure, and maybe beforehand, you know, her slim figure is a result of an eating disorder.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, it's rampant in society today. People, they think, you know, we see it on the text line, you see it on Facebook pages. Oh. People think they can say anything about anyone at any time.
You should see how many people comment on my fuller figure all the time.
Oh, sir, you are slim as anything. What are they talking about?
Now, Demi's used to be, I don't know, you know, when it comes to, like, what she currently likes, what her favorite dish is, but her favorite dish used to be the mug, if I remember correctly.
I like mugs.
I believe I remember that.
Demi did just get out of rehab.
Yeah. Well, I know.
So that's probably why she was skinny beforehand.
Give her a break. Hello, Justin.
Greg, good morning.
What's happening, Justin?
Going back to the How Creepy Is It story, I have a quick little story. My brother recently sold his home in Foxborough, had a couple of open houses, and the foot traffic was just, you know, outstanding. And noticed when they got back from the open house that a bottle of wine and a white wine glass were missing.
You're kidding me.
Wow.
Swear to God. So
raisin.
Clearly somebody rolled into his, you know, drove out to Foxborough, wasn't really happy with the price, and decided to take a little souvenir home. So
I wonder if people are doing that, like on a weekend, just going to 4 or 5 real estate open houses and stealing whatever they can.
Right.
Sure.
That's a good scam.
It's like the people that go to open houses and take a dump in the other people's house. You're like, really?
Well, do people do that?
Yeah.
Oh, they do? Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, lock the wine up. I think you should, when you're having the open house, you should lock the wine up. Yeah. This is Mike on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Mike?
Not much. I have a earmark for this current story.
Oh.
Queen, Fat Bottom Girls?
Well, yes, but you're doing exactly what Demi Lovato has asked you not to do, and you're commenting on her fuller figure. I suppose, I don't even think I have the iPod on, but if you give me a moment, I'm a little slow on Mondays. What time on Monday do you feel like you're back to normal?
Is Tuesday at about 7:30.
Oh, it's Tuesday at 7:30, right? Yeah. Obscure reference from Breaking Bad. Skyler White steals from real estate open houses.
Yeah,
I believe.
That's right.
I believe that is an obscure reference on that. All right, what else, Danielle?
There's a potential jinx warning here, so I do want to be careful before we handle this next story.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't talk about it.
If you could not chime in.
Okay, I won't say anything.
Leave it to the rest of us.
All right, I won't say anything because I'm of concern over the Hillman jinx. Go ahead.
Over the weekend, the Rolling Stones postponed their upcoming North American leg of their tour, which was supposed to kick off in 3 weeks because Mick Jagger, not doing great in the health department.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
We don't know exactly what's wrong with him, but they did release a statement. They said Mick has been advised by doctors that he cannot go on tour at this time as he needs medical treatment.
Oh, boy.
So that's not good.
And he's the healthy one in the band.
Exactly.
Feel better. Right?
I mean, he's the guy, you know.
He's the one. The best part about this story is I believe that Scott from Weymouth has Rolling Stones tickets, and he's been talking.
Oh, come on.
He's been talking about it every time he calls the show. That's the best part about this. You know what I mean?
it's not a cancellation of the tour. It's just
postponement. Yeah, at least this leg.
While Mick feels better. Right. All right. Well, we'll keep you updated on the Gillette show for the Stones. This is Shannon on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Shannon?
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pretty good.
What's up?
I wanted to chime in about Demi Lovato. Now, she's I don't have TV, so I don't get the news unless it's, like, from you guys.
Yeah.
She's just gone back into rehab.
Oh, really?
No, has she?
No.
Oh, yeah. She had gone into rehab for a few months, yeah. And she's recently out of rehab.
Yeah.
Recently out. Okay, so now, is she heavier now than when she went in?
I would assume.
I haven't really seen her.
She's always had a full figure.
A full figure.
Yeah.
But the thing is I believe, like I said, she has bipolar. I have bipolar, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I can drop 15 pounds in 2 weeks if I have an episode.
Yeah.
Sure. I call it whatever. An episode's something you watch on Netflix.
I think the thing is that people should leave her alone.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean?
It's, you know what?
Yeah.
Who gives a crap? Like,
unfortunately, that's the entertainment business. That's what it's based on.
You really have nothing better to do with your day than sign on to a website and leave a nasty comment about it. How crappy is your life?
Leave.
You have to cut somebody else down that you don't even know?
Leave Demi Lovato alone. Do you know how her hair smells? Joe, asking for a friend who's running for president.
Gee, your hair smells terrific.
Oh, come on.
Let's see. Here's a text that said, I went to the Fleetwood Mac show last night.
Nice.
And Stevie did a tribute to Tom Petty. Well, of course, they had the duet together,
mm-hmm.
She and Tom Petty.
Yeah, Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Danielle, what else is in the news this morning?
Kanye commandeered the plane intercom of a flight that he was on to tell the passengers about playing Coachella.
Wait a minute.
Because they gave an F.
The important part of this is that Kanye was flying coach.
Right?
Why was he not flying private?
I'm not sure about this,
okay.
but Kim Kardashian West tweeted a video of this, and he made the big announcement about when he's playing, and of course, we've got sound from the video for you.
Okay.
Attention, 737 passengers. We would like to make an announcement that we just booked another show. We will be doing Sunday service, sunrise, at Coachella.
All right, get back in your seat, Kanye. I guarantee you he was in first class. He probably had all of the whole entire first class to himself.
Yeah. It's nice to see he's trying to save a little money.
what does he fly? Southwest Airlines?
Oh, very good.
If he's on a 737, probably.
Is that what Kanye is flying?
Cattle call.
Well, I mean, is he out of money or is it the only flight they could get? I mean, I would imagine those people haven't seen anything less than a private jet for the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to relate to the common man, yourself.
Is that what he's doing? Huh. All right. This texter is correct. Where were the air marshals to interfere with this?
Right.
I mean, somebody should have told him he's not allowed to use the public address system on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. Here's a text asking when we hired Elizabeth Holmes to handle the news on this show. You do sound a little Elizabeth Holmesy with the voice.
So Kanye West was on a flight, and I'm extremely legitimate because I'm speaking in a deep voice.
No, it's got to be more like creepy guy when you read the comments. Like,
Shu does a good Elizabeth Holmes. He does a great Elizabeth Holmes.
No, we have something that's just bright. It's just going to be groundbreaking, and all I need is $28 billion from a former Secretary of State.
The best part of that thing is when everything is completely falling apart in the Inventor documentary, and she flies off to Harvard to accept that award.
Meanwhile,
oh, yeah, yeah,
meanwhile,
totally. Like,
meanwhile,
just, you don't know if she's in denial or if she's just trying.
She's a sociopath.
No, you know what? That's a sales thing. You just keep going. Yeah. Head down. Keep
power
sell
through.
It. No. Sell it. Right. Sell it.
She's a There's nothing to see here.
I think I'll head off to Harvard, even though the FBI is rummaging through my files.
What's your favorite sound from the movie Star Wars?
Yoda.
Yoda.
What does Yoda sound like?
Yoda sounds like do or do not. There is no try.
No.
There is no try.
So
in jail.
There's no try in jail.
I'll be going to Harvard.
Coming up next, we'll replay the April intro. Oh. And then maybe you could invest in Theranos or Theranos or whatever it's called.
It's Theranos 2.
It's Theranos 2. We're actually, it's the new wave of testing. We can actually test where your metabolic bone disease came from. It actually originated from that time you went camping with the Boy Scouts.
I actually just need one follicle of your hair, and I can determine what year you're going to die in. It's $400.
Pick off some skin.
I noticed you were just clipping your nails on the MBTA, and I picked one of them up, and I can tell you right now that you're going to get cancer when you're 47.
Walmart is on board for $57 million.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. If you haven't watched The Inventor, you have to watch The Inventor. I can update you on documentaries, too. I'm firmly convinced that the parents in the Madeleine McCann thing were involved in some way, shape,
really?
Or form.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
I'm almost done with that documentary on Madeleine McCann. And it's chilling. Quick spoiler here, but they get the cadaver dogs and the blood dogs over to the place that they were staying in Portugal, and the dogs go crazy in a couple places. Yeah, and so it's. I mean, I'm personal opinion. Yeah. I'm firmly convinced.
Is it a documentary or docu-series? Like, are there multiple episodes?
Yeah,
of
there. Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. 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 Okay. Oh yeah. Episode
and,
after
and that's
episode.
What it's called.
It's like
if you pull up Netflix, it's right in the preview section.
Yeah,
it comes up.
Just like if you just say Madeleine McCann into your, do you use the audio remote feature?
He doesn't.
He doesn't.
I will.
July, August, I'll get through it.
Yeah. It'll be pulled off Netflix by then. I'll be like, I can't find it.
Damn it!
All right. Let's see. Here's somebody who is peeing their pants with the Elizabeth Holmes voice.
I mean, I'm glad you're really enjoying it. There's kind of a sense of legitimacy to it. And we're going to be going for round three of funding. We're actually going for some real big wigs here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. We've contacted some notable philanthropic and business names, such as David Drubner and John Dooley, many notable people.
Here's a text that says, I'm not far enough. This texter says, I'm not far enough through the Madeleine McCann thing to make that declaration, so maybe I'll wait until I finish. I got a few more episodes to go. All right. Danielle or Elizabeth Holmes mentioned that we got a rare content replay on the new intro coming up next because it is new intro day. Could be my favorite day of every month, new intro day. Nice work, Shu.
Thank you.
And is that the first time that the archenemy of many, Scott from Weymouth, has made the new intro? If so, I'm shocked we haven't got a call yet.
No.
No.
No, okay. A long time ago he made one where I think it was your first hang-up on Scott.
Oh, okay, okay. Right, all right, all right, okay, good.
Those are cool. Any other kind of Scott, that's just crap.
You like the hang-ups, though.
Yeah, the hang-ups are good, yeah.
Especially when he chuckles to himself.
Right,
right. I'll literally pause and laugh at myself.
Well, it's new intro day, first day of April. Hopefully you will not be the victim of some kind of outrageous April Fool's Day prank today at the office. Be careful.
Mm.
Stay woke. Somebody delivers you a donut and it's got powder on it. Make sure that it's powdered sugar and not baby powder.
Oh, boy.
Or check your shoes for the baby powder before you put your shoes on this morning. We are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back shortly. I did want to mention, for those who use any type of food delivery service, there is a bit of a cautionary tale in the news today. Do you utilize the Uber Eats, Danielle?
I don't.
Oh, you don't?
Okay. I don't. I've thought about it.
Yeah.
But I'm a little wary.
Okay. Well, there's a DoorDash delivery person who was busted last week in California by a family's doorbell camera. And now there is some concern about what is going on
yeah.
when your food is being delivered.
Seriously.
So this guy was delivering a cookies and cream milkshake from the Cold Stone Creamery.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
Great. Now I have to have a cookies and cream milkshake for lunch. And the family, upon watching the video the next day, realized that the delivery driver was drinking from the milkshake on their doorstep before ringing the bell.
How dumb do you have to be? It's 2019. Don't you know that people have these? Come on, you dope.
Yeah.
Greatest invention ever, that whole ring thing.
Yes.
Yeah. The family is hoping that they get an apology from DoorDash, but they haven't heard back. The family's 14-year-old son is the one who drank the milkshake.
Oh.
And he says that after he watched the video the next day, he went and brushed his teeth 6 times.
I felt really, like, disgusted about what had happened. And then my dad told me to go check out the video from last night. And once I checked it out, I, like, brushed 5-6 times. And then I felt really disgusted.
I bought a bag of cash for those people.
What?
No, LP?
Come on.
No.
Can I have a sip of your soda?
No, that's, sorry, not from a stranger,
guy. Do you ever do that?
With someone I know, yes, not with a stranger. Well, I don't ask for a sip of my Uber driver's
what's
soda.
What's the difference?
Big difference. I know the person.
Well, yeah, but you don't know where their mouth has been.
If I've talked
they
to them enough,
just
I do.
Their hoop with their hand.
Well, of course we have to go there.
Well, no, but I it's just so overrated.
So you're cool with this. So, all right. So if you
have
take
you
your
ever,
phone. Now, let me wait. I just want to make the comparison. If you take your phone with nudes to the store, you have to be expected that the employee is going to take them. And if you order food from a delivery service, you have to expect that the person's going to try your food. You're cool with those things.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a slice missing in your pizza. You're going to be.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.